Greetings, friends, and welcome to I Think Speech. I am Hazel Archer Ginsburg, and I'm here to ask you, are you feeling it too? This morning at about 3 a.m., Bella Luna shook my soul awake to remind me that today is the full Buddha moon. Now, this is a very special time that I wanted to talk about today, because I think it's important to tune in. And it's extra potent because today is also a full moon lunar eclipse. We won't be able to see this cosmic and earthly event here in America, but it's moving across Eastern Europe, Africa, our friends in Asia, Australia, New Zealand, Antarctica, Indonesia. They will be able to see it, but we can all experience it inwardly. We are all in its shadow. As you can mark this in your day, it begins at 10:14 Central Time, and then the peak, the max of the eclipse is at 12:22 today, and then it ends at 2:30. Central Time. So a good part of the day will be in this very interesting energy. And so I want to talk about that. But first, this idea of the Buddha moon, right? Buddha, we know, was born in 563 BC. And the Buddha, the name actually means the awakened one, or one who knows. And this being is regarded as an incarnation of the Hindu deity Vishnu. So Vishnu is known as the preserver. It's part of this trinity of the supreme divinity, which includes Brahma, right? This is the creator being, and Shiva, the destroyer. So Vishnu is kind of in between those two, right? This being who protects and transforms the universe. So the Buddha is considered an incarnation of this particular energy. And traditionally, the Buddha's birth and death day is known as Wesak, I can't even pronounce it, so I'm not going to try. It's a puja, it's a holy day in the Buddhist tradition. And it is a major festival. It celebrates the birth, enlightenment, and death of the Buddha on one and the same day. I love that. And this happens every year, usually in May, when the sun is in Taurus and the moon is in Scorpio. So there's a real power there around this, this opposition between the sun and the moon. And to think about having an eclipse on this day. But what's beautiful is that during this Buddha moon, it is a mystically auspicious time. It's considered to be the greatest moment of spiritual contact for the entire year. So great polarities, like the sun and the moon, are said to be synthesized and consequently united at this festival. So that's a great thing to tune into. Yeah, hope is revived in the world. So let's tune into that, right? Great seeds of beauty, truth, and goodness are available to us. They can be, revived in us. Qualities needed for the unity of humankind. So ancient wisdom asserts that there will be a new coming of the world avatar, a new Buddha, and those beings who will assist them. But I believe that the reality set forth and embodied within this festival in our modern times is that we as a living unit called humanity are to be that world avatar when we can live as Christ in me. All right, we can step up into that. We can strive to be a true human being. We can strive to be the avatar outpictured by the Christ being, the being of love, with Sophia, the being of wisdom, at his side. So the Wesak Festival provides us each year with a reception of the tools of love and wisdom to fulfill this ancient prophecy. What all higher beings have done, we can do also, taking up our responsibility as the 10th hierarchy to radiate the Christ impulse out to all the kingdoms of the earth, becoming like little suns, emanating rays from the very core of our eye through the vehicle of our bodies, from our purified hearts, and specifically from our forehead, because that's where our third eye is located. And this is the bull's eye of Taurus, right? The sun of May. And the mystery of the transformative Scorpio moon, right? Scorpio represents death, doesn't it, right? And that's a form of, the ultimate form, really, of transformation. So, you know, how does this amazing festival, how can we put it into context with this idea of trying to understand an eclipse being? Because an eclipse is also a being. And so we're lucky to have insights from our beloved Dr. Rudolf Steiner, who describes how, and I'm going to do a little quote here from Human Questions and Cosmic Answers, where he talks about eclipses. He says, eclipses of the sun and moon, reoccurring as they do in the course of every year, may really be looked upon as safety valves. A safety valve is there to avert danger, to provide an outlet for something or other, steam, for instance, at the right moment. One of the safety valves, the lunar eclipse, exists for the purpose of allowing the evil thoughts which are present in the cosmos to approach those human beings who are desirous of being possessed by them. People do not, as a rule, act in full consciousness, but the facts are nevertheless real, just as real as the attraction of a magnet for small particles of iron. Such are the forces at work in the cosmos. So yeah, so we're having this safety valve being released today during this Wesak festival, which is very auspicious, because when the moon, you know, covers the sun, or when the sun covers when the earth covers the moon, then this allows the evil forces from the adversarial beings that usually are blocked out by the sun's rays to come into the earth and to come into the human being. So we can become possessed by these desirous lower impulses that the adversarial beings love to cultivate within us. So we are forewarned. And so we can be prepared that this is the energy of today, but there's also this beautiful energy of this Buddha being radiating out for us to resonate with. And yeah, spiritual science gives us a lot of hints of how we can come to terms with, quote, evil, right? That it has a purpose, right? Revealing that the gods themselves called their opponents into being to strengthen us. So today we have on this full moon an opportunity to strengthen our inner forces. You know, we can strive toward being aligned with love and freedom. And this is our task, you know, to bring that strength so that we can actually lead evil back to good. We have an opportunity to do that today. And I always think about on my Italian side of the family, we were taught that Bella Luna was the mirror of the goddess. She held this mirror for the sun to be reflected. And so we always had this little game that we played, that during an eclipse, we would all breathe on my Strega Nonna's old ornate mirror. She had this beautiful mirror that she brought back from Italy. It was plated with gold and big and heavy. And so we would, you know, she had it on her vanity and we'd run in there and grab it. And she told us that a vengeful wolf was swallowing the moon during an eclipse. And that if we did our part, if we breathed our breath onto the mirror, that would cause this big bad wolf to cough it up and return the moon to the sky. So we had a fun game of doing that. And yeah, I mean, it may seem superstitious or primitive or whatever, but really what it means to me today as an anthroposophist is that we as human beings have a part to play. We are not passive in these cosmic conversations. We can take part. We can do our part. So, yeah, friends, the Wisak full moon is challenging us to balance upon the razor edge of spirit and matter as we look for unity beyond the duality. We can begin to synthesize the pairs of opposites with compassion, right? The sun and moon are in opposition during a full moon, but look at how beautiful it is. So spirit and matter come into a balance where neither predominates, enabling us to bring forth cutting edge ideas, make, you know, things spiritual. We can make spiritually aligned choices to take actions that can transform ourselves and our world. So this full Taurus Scorpio moon is an opportunity to participate in an ancient, living, sacred ritual that celebrates the blessings that come to all of humanity at this time. So what would it be like if groups of all faiths unite globally during this time, invoking the divine in each other, invoking the Vishnu in each other? Together, we are the chalice, the holy grail on earth, prepared to take up the mantle of the sun with Michael during the eclipse of the moon to deflect the quote evil and step into our birthright as the 10th hierarchy. So, yeah, I am feeling a little weary from waking up so early this morning, but I'm also feeling charged. And I know I have a lot of support from you out there and from all of our spiritual helpers in the cosmos. So I will close out this podcast for our Wisak Festival with a little haiku. Haikus, ants and worms, Buddha-like, the moon sitting, all have the same face. On Buddha's birthday, spring air beneath a full moon. On Buddha's death day, enlightenment in the lake, another sunset. Thank you. Blessings to all and peace. Thank you.